Hi there. The word for you today is when God lights a fire under you. In Acts 8 verse 1 we read, great persecution broke out and all were scattered. Jesus never intended his disciples to get comfortable in Jerusalem and stay there. No, he told them in Luke 24 verse 47, forgiveness of sins will be preached in my name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So they were only supposed to remain in Jerusalem long enough to be infused with power, and then take the gospel to the whole world. But the Bible says in verse 52 and 53, they returned to Jerusalem and stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Now it's okay to wait on God for directions and also for the power to carry them out, but not to keep repeating some earlier experience you've had with God. Jesus said, and it's quoted in Acts 1 verse 8, you will receive power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So here's the question, how did God get these disciples out of their comfort zone? Answer, by lighting a fire under them. In Acts 8 verse 1 through 4 we read, great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. We all believe the gospel must be preached to every nation, but the truth is, few of us want to leave home and take it to them. We're willing to pray and even pay as long as we get to stay. But when God has a mission for you, he will do whatever it takes to get you moving. Before he will let you miss your destiny, he will permit trouble to uproot you. You see, you can't freeze frame the past or relive it. And you can't keep God's blessing to yourself. When God lights a fire under you, he's saying, it's time for you to move.